Billionaire adventurer Steve Fawcett is missing. Blue Thunder is destroyed, but the pilot's okay. And meet Avodyne's new chief operating officer. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 5th, 2007. Civil Air Patrol officials tell CNN they're continuing the search for Steve Fawcett's Belanca Super Decathlon. The plane reportedly went missing shortly after takeoff from a private airstrip in western Nevada about 9 a.m. Monday morning. CAP identified the plane as N240R, that's an 8K CAB-180, registered to the Flying M Hunting Club in Yerington, Nevada. Fawcett departed the Flying M Ranch about 30 miles south of Yerington just before 9 a.m. Pacific time on Monday. News reports indicate the missing aircraft is white and blue with orange stripes. The Decathlon is an aerobatic-capable aircraft, although Fawcett is not believed to have planned such maneuvers on his flight. As a result, he was not wearing a parachute. The plane's emergency locator signal has not been heard. Visit our website at aero-news.net for the latest on that search. Blue Thunder, John Parker's amazing Thunder Mustang, was reportedly involved in a takeoff accident Monday that had resulted in a brush fire, which in turn destroyed the aircraft. Parker was flying it at the time, but is reported okay. Industry sources say hot brakes are suspected in having ignited that one-acre brush fire. The accident happened at Reno Stead Airport in Nevada, about 5:10 p.m. local time. Parker is a noted sport class participant in the Reno Air Races and a proponent of the Thunder Mustang, which has been out of serial production now for several years. Blue Thunder was an all-composite, kit-built P-51 replica powered by a Falconer V-12 engine and originally offered to the aviation industry as the Thunder Mustang. The three-quarter scale version of the World War II-era North American P-51D is reportedly as fast as the full-size original. Avodyne Corporation announced on Tuesday the appointment of Patrick Hergeth as the company's new chief operating officer. Avodyne describes him as a veteran of General Electric and Planar Systems, bringing experience in high-growth businesses and mission-critical products to help guide the continuing expansion of Avodyne's avionics product lines and market presence. Hergeth holds a B.S. in Applied and Engineering Physics from Cornell University and an MBA from the Kellogg School of Business at Northwestern University. Avodyne's product line includes the Integra integrated flight decks for new and existing aircraft, multifunction displays, traffic advisory systems, and the TWX-670 tactical weather detection system. A nationwide overhaul of the computer system used by U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reportedly running about 9 months ahead of schedule now, and the extra hustle to get it done appears related to last month's embarrassing outage at LAX. As ANN reported, the failure of a single network card in one desktop computer about 1 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, August 11th, took down the whole network used by Customs at Los Angeles International. 17,000 arriving passengers and another 16,000 awaiting departures were delayed, some into the wee hours of Sunday morning. At the time, Acting Port Director for Customs Peter Gordon called it, quote, "probably one of the worst days we've had. I've been with the agency for 30 years, and I've never seen the system go down and stay down for as long as it did," unquote. An overhaul was already underway, but Ken Richard, in the Custom Agency's Office of Information and Technology, tells the Los Angeles Times the crisis last month moved everything up. Quote, "We recognize the fact that having folks sit on airplanes for hours is not acceptable, so we have to look at new procedures to make sure it doesn't happen again," unquote. Richard tells the paper the new system will have not only new hardware, but a satellite backup allowing local workstations to access network databases if local routers fail, and even load sharing with airports in other parts of the U.S. during peak periods. He says the work at LAX should be done by Thanksgiving or Christmas at the latest. Up next on ANN, the Civil Air Patrol loses a student pilot in Missouri. A Brazilian judge insists Lepore and Paladino return to testify. And Hawker Beechcraft reports two new orders. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 5th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. An award-winning first lieutenant with the Civil Air Patrol Missouri Wing died Sunday afternoon when the Cessna 172 he was flying went down in the backyard of a home near Union Star, Missouri. 17-year-old Waylon Kirtley was a student pilot with a solo endorsement and 10 hours of dual instruction. The Associated Press reports he'd taken off from Rosecrans Memorial Airport in a 1974 Cessna 172M Skyhawk. Witness Janet Moore told reporters, quote, "It looked like he was showing off. He was coming really close, maybe 100 feet off the ground, and dropping down to 70 feet. He dipped like he was going to do a loop-de-loop, but when he went up, his tail went up and his nose went down, and he went straight into the ground," unquote. Neighbors told reporters that Kirtley may have been trying to get the attention of a relative who lives near the crash site. Missouri Highway Patrol Corporal Corey Root is quoted as reporting that the passenger compartment of the 172 was burned, but the outside of the plane was still intact. No one on the ground was injured. The FAA is investigating. The Brazilian judge hearing the criminal case against two Long Island pilots involved in a collision over the Amazon a year ago is not backing down from his refusal to let them testify remotely from the U.S. Joel R. Weiss, the attorney for XL Air pilots Joseph Lepore and Jan Palladino, says his clients will appeal, quote, "Disallowing the taking of testimony in the United States from indicted defendants would amount to an end run around the protections of our extradition treaty and offend the concept of fair play," unquote. He added that the remote testimony, which was offered in electronic or hard copy form, or even before Brazilian justice officials at a U.S. location, is consistent with the legal assistance treaty and Brazilian criminal procedure. Federal Judge Murilo Mendez called the request absolutely unreasonable, quote, "The defendant is the one who must go to the judge and not the contrary," unquote. ANN will keep you posted. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation tells ANN it received a pair of new orders, one from Jet Asia Limited, another from Deerjet, a subsidiary of Hainan Airlines Company Group Limited, at Asian Aerospace 2007 in Hong Kong. Jet Asia Limited signed for 8 of the company's newest jets, 4 Hawker 900XP mid-size jets and 4 Hawker 750 light mid-size jets for use in the Asia-Pacific region. These aircraft will be used in support of a casino company and to further develop the explosive Asian jet charter market. The manufacturer says service using the new Hawker fleet will begin this December. The other order came from Deerjet for 2 mid-size business jets, a 900 and an 850XP. Hainan Airlines is one of the largest in China, and Deerjet is the largest business aircraft operator in China. Brad Hatt, who is Hawker Beechcraft's president for commercial sales, observes, quote, "China is a growing market with a burgeoning economy. As Chinese customers become more familiar with the Hawker Beechcraft line, we anticipate further sales in the region," unquote. The 15th International Defense Industry Exhibition is underway through Thursday at the Kielce Trade Fair Center in Poland. The inaugural edition of the event in 1993 drew 100 exhibitors, a number which has more than doubled to 234 at this year's event. Organizers say that MSPO, as the show is known in Poland, has become one of Europe's largest defense exhibitions. Eurocopter parent Eads tells ANN that at this year's event, it's displaying mock-ups of the EC-145 and the European joint venture NH-90 tactical transport helicopter, two of its best-selling models. The company estimates 60% of the current fleet in Central and Eastern Europe is made up of older helicopters that will come up for replacement in 5 to 10 years. Eurocopter hopes to expand its share of the defense market in the region and is focused on convincing Poland to become the first Central European nation to select the NH-90, noting advantages which include mission interoperability with NATO, costs, training, and logistics. The company claims the EC-135 is already the market leader in its category. and says the EC-145 is off to a promising start. Still ahead, a valve problem delays the next Atlas V launch. Dart Helicopter Services buys Apical Industries. And Boeing announces yet another 737 order. You are listening to Aero News.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 350 and 400 are now available with either an Abadine or Garmin electronic cockpit. The new Garmin G1000 equipped Columbia 350 and 400 have just been introduced with the new ReadyPad. While the G1000 panel integrates all navigation and flight instruments into two high-resolution screens, incorporating GPS, nav, comm, autopilot, transponder, and flight director into one easy-to-use package. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144 or check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 5th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The need for a hardware upgrade will delay the scheduled launch of an Atlas V rocket, carrying the first of five wideband global satellites for the military, by about a week. Florida Today reports a problem with a hydrogen fuel valve is to blame for the bump from September 13th to September 21st. That valve is also blamed for difficulties with the last Atlas V launch, which delivered two National Reconnaissance Office satellites into lower-than-optimal orbits. The redesigned valve being installed is reportedly less susceptible to extreme temperatures. Dart Helicopter Services has purchased the stock of Apical Industries, Incorporated, a designer and manufacturer of emergency flotation and evacuation equipment for helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. Apical was a long-time Dart partner. Dart tells ANN the move strengthens its drive to broaden its internal engineering and manufacturing capabilities. Apical's headquarters will remain in Oceanside, California, and its management team will remain as well. Dart purchased another partner, electronics accessory designer and manufacturer Geneva Aviation, based in Kent, Washington, back in December. DHS President Jeff Shapiro said, quote, "The addition of Apical brings our engineering staff to nearly 20 and assures our customers of continued development of the accessories that make their helicopters safer and more efficient," unquote. Apical's product line includes emergency flotation devices that allow helicopters of all sizes to land and stay afloat in water during an emergency. An exclusive feature is detachable life rafts as part of the float structure. Dart and its affiliated company, Dart Aerospace Incorporated, own nearly 400 STCs and manufacture more than 500 products. The company distributes more than 1,300 aftermarket products to more than 120 countries. Boeing and Aviation Capital Group announced on Tuesday that the leasing company has placed an order for 15 additional next-generation 737s. The order is worth about $934 million at list prices and had been previously attributed to an unidentified customer on Boeing's website. ACG now has a total of 64 Boeing airplanes on order, 59 next-generation 737s, and 5 Dreamliners. Boeing says ACG's current fleet contains 141 Boeing aircraft. That includes next-generation 737s, 737 Classics, 757s, and 767s. Boeing claims the next-generation 737 family is the most technologically advanced airplane family in the single-aisle market. The company reports that to date, 107 customers have placed orders for more than 4,000 next-generation 737s. Aviation Capital Group's portfolio includes 228 aircraft leased to 99 airlines in 43 countries. The company was founded in 1989 and is a wholly owned subsidiary of Pacific Life Corp. And finally, if you can remember back to the days of the original Gemini 7, you probably remember that we were taught as youngsters that to get to space meant buckling down and studying, becoming a pilot in the armed forces, and probably required better than 20/20 vision. Well, how far we've come. Vladimir Gruzdev will reportedly blast off next year for the International Space Station after qualifying by running a successful chain of grocery stores in Russia. Gruzdev has passed his physical and undergone the required training. Just as important, he's reported to have paid the estimated $25 million booking fee in June. Gruzdev's stores are called Seventh Continent Grocery, and the former member of Russia's parliament recently caused a political stir when he personally planted a Russian flag on the floor of the ocean beneath the North Pole. You know, I'm not really sure I can comment on that. My country has a flag on the surface of the moon. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Jeppesen's Andy McDowell. We'll talk about the company's invitation from the FAA to develop and test new required navigation performance procedures for the U.S. National Airspace System. We'll also discuss what it might mean for general aviation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You'll find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.